Yahweh, what's up, Yahweh, what's crackin', Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praise Yahweh, come on, from the start it was Yahweh, he took me from the dark, put him in my heart, so Yahweh, got my mind, Yahweh, show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself, Yahweh, let me know to turn to him, only glory, Yahweh, never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh, he the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior, and I'm only praising Yahweh, told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh, all fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh, on my wrist, what does it say, it say praise Yahweh, y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way, I'm an Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh, only companions be praising Yahweh, come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh, what's poppin', Yahweh, what's up, Yahweh, what's crackin', Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh, come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh, what's poppin', Yahweh, what's up, Yahweh, what's crackin', Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh, come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh, nowhere in the Holy Scriptures do you see Yahweh, mixing this catch you call Yahoshua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh, Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh, I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh, not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent, and y'all think he said somebody that could get killed, what you talking, Yahweh died, man, come on, man, you thinking that Yahweh lied, man, you frontin' now, if you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there, in Isaiah 34 and 16, Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it, don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster, if you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh, what's good, Yahweh, what's poppin', Yahweh, what's up, Yahweh, what's crackin', Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh, come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh, what's poppin', Yahweh, what's up, Yahweh, what's crackin', Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh, come on.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. Let me say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening in, continuously listening in by the way of internet, and those that's listening in by the way of blog talk. I bid you shalom, and I praise the Almighty Yah for your presence. The Creator has truly blessed us to see another week, brought us to almost the end of the week, that we might praise his holy, righteous, and exalted and glorious name. My name is Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael, bringing you another program of nothing but the truth. And it is true that all you're going to get is the truth, for the Creator ordained me to tell you the truth. But if for some reason you are suspicious of anything that I'm telling you, that I'm teaching you and saying to you, give me a call, and we will discuss it. I thank the Creator for allowing us to be here once again. And of course, before we get into our lesson for tonight, I first want to remind everyone to please go ahead and make your reservations for our upcoming gathering. And yes, it is a gathering, not an event, not a conference, but a gathering. a gathering to seek the Most High. Please make your reservation. To get further information, go to our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org, and get the hotel information. Of course, as you all know, we will be in Suffolk, Virginia, at the Hilton Garden Inn. And we will be going to the James River on the 29th, where we will seek the Most High. And of course, as many of you all know, we've been traveling all over the country. We've been sending letters out all over to various leaders and elders and to our people. And also we have been appearing on various conference lines, various programs in the Israelite community, talking about this endeavor, allowing the process to be diligently vetted to see if we have a false vision, vetted to see if we are somehow leaning on to our own understanding, vetted to see if this is some illusion that we came up with to prop ourselves up, or for someone or some group or some organization to get some type of glory. And we take this to the leaders, to the elders, and to the people, as we continue to do. Thoughts have been great. A blessing from the Most High. And sure, there are many that have reservations. There are many that have concerns. There are many that have issues or have raised issues. And this is perfectly right. This is okay. And why? Because people just want to make sure that this is the truth and this is the direction that the Most High will have us to go in. I've shown and demonstrated everywhere I've been and everywhere I spoke beyond the preponderance of evidence that this is what the Most High will have us to do in these last days. And we're going to continue to talk about this. One of the things that I would like to share with you all tonight is something that's written in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, because I want our people to know how serious the Creator is about His words. And so when someone come before you to bring you the word of Yah, you have to take it seriously, whether you agree or whether you disagree. You still must take it seriously. And then after you hear it, you weigh it out and you analyze it to see if it's the truth. This is all one can do. But this is what the Creator said in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, so that you can understand how serious the Creator word is to it right now, Ezekiel 33. And this is where we will start tonight's program. And this is what it says in Ezekiel 33. And I'll start reading at the first verse. And the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his own soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And what is this saying to us? What is this teaching us? This is teaching us that we have an obligation. Those who be the watchmen of the Most High to warn the people from Yah. And if we know that danger is pending, danger is coming, and we do not warn the people, even though they may die in their own iniquity, their blood is upon our head. This is how serious the Creator's words are. And we have to warn the people. And what are we warning the people of today? Let us continue reading. Therefore, O thou son of man, 10 verse, speak unto the house of Israel, thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we find a way in them, how should we then live? Because that's what's going on today. Our people, they understand that they pining away in their own iniquity. And they say, well, if we're pining away in our own iniquity, if we are a cursed people and we're under the curse, then how should we then live? And the Creator answered this, say unto them, as I live, said Yah Elohim, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And the Creator is letting us know that if we are as serious as he is about his word, then he's letting us know that he don't have pleasure in the death of the wicked. But his pleasure is in the fact that we will turn from our wicked way. And we're going to show you and demonstrate to you how one must turn. 12th verse. Therefore, thou son of man, say to the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. And again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of Israel, children of thy people, say, the way of Yah is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committed iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet you say, the way of Yah is not equal. O house of Israel, I will judge you, everyone, after his way. And what is the Most High letting us know? He's letting us know very clearly and very plainly that we all have an opportunity to turn from our wicked ways. We have an opportunity to be saved and lived and live. And how? All we have to do is circumcise our heart and listen to the sound of the trumpet. And what is the sound of the trumpet? The sound of the trumpet is the Creator's word. So undoubtedly, if we turn our ear from hearing the word of Yah, from hearing the truth, then how can we save our own life? For we refuse to hear the trumpet. And what trumpet is being blown today? Let us read this, and we read it all the time, but I want to read it again so it can stick in your heart and mind, and I've been reading and talking about it for almost a whole year. And why? So that nobody can say they wasn't told, they wasn't warned. We didn't let them know. They didn't hear it. And look, this says, in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And I want you to pay close attention to one part of this particular scripture. And the part that I want you to pay close attention to is not where it says gather yourselves together. And that's not the part. The part I want you to pay close attention to is not where it says seek meekness and seek righteousness that you might be hid. That's not the part that I want you to pay close attention to. Let me show you the part I want you to pay close attention to. In the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the very first verse, and I'm going to see if you catch it. It says, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desire, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Seek Yah, O ye meek of the earth, which have wrought in judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And what part do I want you to pay close attention to? For the scriptures say every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto those that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. The part I want you to pay close attention to is the fact that the Creator said, and let us know that a decree is coming. Decree that is being brought forth is the fierce anger of Yah. And where is the fierce anger of Yah going? Where is it coming to? And according to the scriptures, it says it's coming upon you. And then the Creator's repeated. And oftentimes when the Creator repeats himself, it is because the matter is established. This is why he said two or more witnesses shall the matter be established. And he repeats himself because he's letting you know this thing is established. And when something is established, it's going to happen. It's coming to pass. It's going down. And he said, before the fifth angel of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. And so you can really stand it. He said it again and said, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And for some strange reason, we have people that are not taking the Most High serious. But that's up to you, whether you want to take him serious or not. Because as one of the watchmen of the Most High, I'm here to tell you that what the Creator said and what he has prophesied and what he has proposed will happen. His fierce anger is and will upon our people. And how do you defend yourself against this great anger, this great fierce anger that has been prophesied to come upon you? As we've been telling people, The Creator said, seek righteousness, seek meekness, seek Yah. These are the things he told us to do. But for some reason, our people, instead of seeking righteousness, seeking meekness, and seeking Yah, they have elected to seek other things. Of course, as many of you all know, I've been guest speaking on various different Israelite programs. I've been speaking on various conference lines. I've been traveling all over the country. And I've been talking about this particular gathering for almost a year, warning our people, letting them know that we have to seek righteousness, we have to seek meekness, we must seek Yah. And after hearing many other various concerns and issues, many of these issues, many of these concerns, many of these things that I've been hearing are things that will not save you. Many of our people are very concerned that we are divided. So how can we come together to seek the Most High and we believe different things? Well, at the end of the day, that difference is just an excuse. Because the Almighty knew we were divided. He knew we had differences. And he still said, seek Yah, seek meekness, and seek righteousness, that you might be healed in a day of his anger. Allow this excuse for you not to heed warning. Many of our people would like to put a man. I was on a program last night and letting our people know that we must go seek the Most High. And they telling me about a man that they believe and worship and a man that is a savior to them. Well, do you honestly believe that the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein care about any of our beliefs? The Most High know he's not a man that was born of a woman. The Most High know he don't have a mama and a daddy and a cousin and a brother and a sister. The Most High has never been nailed to a cross or a tree. The Creator is the one that kills and make alive. He's not one that can be killed. So why would we concern ourselves with a man that has died instead of the Creator, the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Elohim of Abraham, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael? Concern ourselves with the power that made us all. This is who we're going to seek. For he is the only one that can make the crooked things straight. And our people have always concerned themselves with excuses why they would not heed the sound of the trumpet. And our people have always put images in their heart, in their mind, before they wanted to go before the Most High. This is why the Creator left this on record for us to see. It'll show you what the Creator wanted us to know before we come before Him. This is the essence of what He wanted us to know before we approach Him and before we come before Him. And you'll see what He wanted us to know in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And what are we discussing? We are discussing that as watchmen, that we have an obligation to tell people, to warn people of Yah, the Most High. And what? How do we warn them? We warn the people by sounding the trumpet of His word and letting them know that whatever excuse they have, that excuse will not save them in the day of Yah's anger. The only thing that will save you in the day of Yah's anger is that you follow His word. And what is His word? Did not He say, if you seek Yah, seek meekness, and seek righteousness, that you might be hid in the day of Yah's anger? Did I come up with that? Did the house of Israel come up with that? Did any other man come up with that? Or did Yah say that Himself? And we're going to read about how this day will look. But before we do that, I need you to see how Yah desire you to come before Him. And if you don't come before the Most High this way, then you're going to be in big trouble. And look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And why are we discussing this? Did not we read that we have an obligation to warn our people? And this is what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And watch what it says in the 10th verse. It says, especially that day that thou stoodest before Yah the Elohim in Horeb, when Yah said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And he came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain was burned with fire into the midst of heaven with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yah spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only exclusively ye heard a voice. And what is the Creator letting us know? That great day that we came before Him, we didn't see a similitude, we didn't see no image. We didn't see no image whatsoever. The only thing we did is heard a voice. So why would we go before the Most High with any image in our hearts, in our minds, thinking, praying that this image will save us, that this image can save us? If you have any image at all, whether this image is a flag that you call an ensign, that can't save you. Did not the Almighty say we saw no similitude at all? The only thing we did was heard a voice. Sure, flags can be all over the place. But if you believe that a flag is part of your salvation, then you have an image that you believe that can save you. If you have an image in your heart or mind that you think came from a woman, the legs of a woman, then you have an image that you believe that can save you. And Yah said we had no similitude at all. All we heard was a voice. Before we go before the Most High, we have to do away with all these images. Because all the way until this very day, the Almighty still have not given us an image that we can place in our mind, in our heart, or in our hand that will save us. This is why he lets us know he is our Savior. All we got is a voice in our ears and in our head. Just a voice. Thing that we continuously set before the Most High, the Almighty hates it. He hates it because he knows that we have put something before him. Look what the Creator lets us know in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. The Creator said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and make flesh his arm. Why would you allow another man to keep you from the kingdom of the Most High? Well, we got differences. We don't believe the same. We don't this, we don't that. Do you believe in the Elohim of Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Do you believe in El Shaddai? Or the Almighty? Do you believe in the Most High? Do you believe in the Creator? Do you believe in the Holy One of Israel? But this is what we're talking about. Talking about some strange deity? We're talking about the Most High himself. And this is what the Most High himself had to say to us in the third chapter, the fourth verse. The children of Israel shall abide many days without a king. We can't go before the Almighty with a king in our mind. There is no king that the Creator gave us at this time. Sure, he said he was going to raise David up. Sure, he said David will be king. But David can't save you. David can't save me. David couldn't even save himself. And the Almighty said, we shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, even though many people call themselves a prince, without a sacrifice, even though many people believe Christ of the New Testament is their sacrifice. He said, we're going to abide many days without this sacrifice, without this prince, without this king, and without an image. Whether this image is a flag, a pole, a staff, or whatever it is, we don't have it. It shouldn't exist in your mind. And why? Because the Creator said we're going to abide without these things. And without an ephod, without a teraphim. And afterwards, shall the children of Israel return. Return where? To the Most High. And seek Yah, their Elohim. We hadn't even sought Yah yet. So you know we don't have these things. And seek Yah, their Elohim, and David, their king, and shall fear Yah and his goodness in the last days. And after we seek the Most High, then we will know. Then we will understand. Then we will see who David and everybody else is. Because then he will make the crooked things straight. And how do I know he will make the crooked thing straight? For the Creator said, if you seek me, you shall find me. That's what he said. I didn't say it. And the Creator lets us know the real importance in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. Because I want you to understand this day of Yah is coming, and I want you to know how it looks according to the scriptures. Well, first I want you to see something in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. And what are we discussing? We are discussing this great anger that Yah have prophesied against our people. And he told our people that if you seek him, you seek righteousness, you seek meekness, he might hide you. But the warning, the sound of the trumpet is the fact that his anger is coming. It's coming. And you can't say you wasn't told, you wasn't warned. But you are warned. In the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, watch what it says in the 27th verse. And what do Yah want us to warn you about? He wants us to warn you about his word. And what is his word? His word is that his anger is coming. You don't know if it's going to come tomorrow. You don't know if it's coming next year or next month. But I'm here to tell you it's coming. And it's coming sooner rather than later. And it says this in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 27th verse. When your fear cometh as desolation, and it's going to come, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, because the day of Yah's anger is described as a whirlwind. And what is a whirlwind? A whirlwind is a tornado. And before a tornado can come, oftentimes the clouds start getting black. And then a tunnel begins to form. And this tunnel that forms out of the sky, and you don't know from whence it comes, it just starts forming. And it just starts twirling and whirling. And when it comes, any and everything that's in its path, it don't spare. And this is how the day of Yah is described. And watch what this says. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yah. They would none of my counsel and despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. So this whirlwind is coming. But are you preparing yourself for it? Or do you think what I'm telling you is vanity? This is something that you have to analyze. But make no mistake about it. You've been warned. And I've been warning people for almost a year, traveling all over, speaking on all kind of programs, warning people, letting them know. And what did the Creator want? He wants something very simple. And you'll read it in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. This is very simple truth. It's a very simple task that will save your life. And this is what it says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And watch what it says in the 14th verse. If my people, because it's not a guarantee that his people will do this. This is a condition. If you do this, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and that is a great feat, because then if you humble yourself, then you're not making no excuses. You're not making no excuses at all. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will forgive their sin. And then will heal their land. These are things that everybody should want. Everybody should desire. Well, if everybody wants this, and everybody desires this, and everybody want to go home and be healed, then why won't they humble themselves? Why won't they come together and pray? Why? If this is the answer that Yah give us, danger that he has proposed to bring upon us. And the real reason that many of our people refuse to humble themselves, this is what I found. Still the same today as it was during the days of our fathers. And you'll see this in the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. And this is what it says. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, and this is what it says in the first verse. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in the way, in his ways, but turned aside after look and bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yah. And see, this is what our people are doing today. In other words, instead of our people going before the Most High himself, they would rather be like other people. They would rather have some type of image or something that represents them. They will invariably always want something, someone or something to go before them when they had the ability to go themselves. Our people ask for a king when they already hear the king. And the king was the Most High. But because there was no manner of similar to, our people needed something to see. They needed something, whether that thing was something that can talk, whether that thing can hear, whether that thing can eat or smell. They didn't care. They wanted something that to go before them. And in this case, they wanted a man. And our people still want a man. They still want an image. They still want something to go before them. And if we continue to have these images in our heart, in our mind, in our mouth, in our spirits, when the Creator said we see no manner of similitude, only heard a voice, why aren't we just looking to hear what Yah has said? Why we have to see something when Yah didn't show us anything? Why aren't we listening for something rather than looking for something? The Creator lets us know we will see something, however, And let me show you what we will see. And then I'm going to go to our beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening in to take your questions and your comments. Give us a call, 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll come right to you. Well, let me show you what our people will see. In the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Now, I'm like, not like everybody else, some of our people that watch the news and watch all these other various heathenistic prognostications and let you know how the earth is and how this going on and how that's going on and what's doing this and what's doing that. What's going on in the earth? That ain't wasn't something that the Almighty told us to fear. The only thing the Creator told us to fear, the only thing the Creator told us to dread is Him. He never told us to fear and dread no moon, and fear and dread no wars, and fear and dread famine, and fear and dread the things that all our people are talking about today. He told us to fear Him. And it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, watch what it says in the 23rd verse. It says, behold, the whirlwind of Yah go forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yah shall not return until He have done it, until He have performed the intents of His heart. In the last days, ye shall consider it. And are you considering these things? I'm warning you. Furthermore, in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, this is what it says. Jeremiah 23, the 19th verse. Behold, a whirlwind of Yah is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yah shall not return until He have executed, until He have performed the thought of His heart. In the last days, consider it perfectly. And this is what we telling our people. This is what we warning our people about. That we have to go before the Most High. And we must seek Him. And we must seek meekness. And we must seek righteousness. This is what we must do if we desire to be hid from this whirlwind. And we must take all these images out of our mind, out of our heart, out of our mouth, out of our hand, before we go before the Most High. Because when the Creator called us before Him and He came down to us, all we heard was a voice. That's it. All we heard was a voice. So rather than us looking for something, we should be listening for something. I pray that you take these words under consideration, because the Creator is serious about his word. And you should be also. Give me a call, 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your dial. And if you're listening by the way of internet, text me, 919-931-216. And I will address your question or comment on the air. And what are we discussing tonight? We are discussing the obligation that the Creator gave us to warn his people, to warn one another, to be watchmen, and to let the people know that the Creator has determined evil upon our people. And this evil is justified. And it will happen. But what will you do? Will you heed to the sound of the trumpet? Look what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah. Day chapter. And this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading the 13th verse. It says, sanctify Yah of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, him be your dread. So all these things that our people are concerning themselves with about what's going on in the earth, these ain't the things that the Creator wants you to fear. Those are just signs and warnings. But it's nothing for you to fear. Man, I got to get my passport and I got to get out of this country. You think a passport gonna save you? That's what I'm saying. These images, that's just another image, think will save you. Man, I got to be mobile. I'm going to sell all my stuff and I'm going to just be mobile so I can get ready to go. You think a mobile home is going to save you? That's just another thing that we put in before the Most High. Man, I got a stockpile of water and a stockpile of food. You think food and water going to save you? These are just things. I'm going to buy some land, and we're going to have food on this land, and I'm going to have me a rifle and a gun and a bazooka and an Uzi protecting these crops so nobody can just come and try to rob us and take. You think these weapons of war, you think a garden, you think some land, whether that land is in Israel, whether that land is in Ghana, whether that land is in Australia or Alaska or Greenland or Finland or Brazil, I don't care where you go. You don't think Yah own the earth? And he don't know where you at. You can't escape this whirlwind that the Almighty has prophesied and determined that it will fall upon the head of the wicked. You don't think no wicked is in Greenland? You don't think no wicked is in Australia? You don't. The wicked always trying to run and hide. And you don't think Yah will find them? Many of the wicked try to go out of space and live. You don't think Yah will find them there? Brothers and sisters, the only thing that will save you in the day of Yah, righteousness, and to seek meekness. This is your ability to be saved by Yah. Not these things, not these images that our people have tricked themselves. In other words, these are just the heathenistic tricks that they have told you. They got all these survival shows to show you how to survive, how to save your own life, and you bought it. You bought right into it. And now, these same tactics you use to try to save yourself from Yah. Some of our people just got to stop watching TV because they playing a real trick on your mind. And I'm here to tell you the truth. Just do what Yah said. Seek Him. For if you seek Him, you shall find Him. It is not my word. It is not your word. It is His word. And what is the thing that we warning you from? Is it not Yah? And what trumpet should we be blowing today? Is it not His word? But will you take heed? We got a caller, and we're going to go to our first caller. And this is one of our Marais out of House of Israel in Jacksonville, Florida. Marais Yehoshua. Shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. You know, when I think about doing great, I'm doing great, and you know, it's sad when our people don't want to hear the warning that the Almighty is conveying to you to warn the people on what we should be doing and seeking Him. And this is what I hear, and all the conversations and all the programs. It reminds me in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. And it just brought me to mind as you were speaking and teaching today and telling the people they got to heed the warning. And this is all what I'm hearing through the entire conversations with a lot of our people in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. I'm going to start reading at the fourth verse. It stated, "At last, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquities, a brood of evildoers, children are corruptors. They have forsaken Yah. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backwards. Why should we be stricken again? You revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and purifying sores, they have not been closed or bound up or sewed with ointment." And as I hear the excuses that I'm hearing from our people, that is all I'm hearing. Our people are sick. Our people, they just been revolting and revolting against the word of the Almighty. And as you show them time and time throughout the scriptures, that this is mandated by the Almighty. And I think it's great that you pointed out the fact that this is before the fierce anger of Yah come upon us, and they want to come up with excuses. They want to know what's going to happen afterwards. They want to put the cart before the horse, not realizing we have to humble ourselves. We have to seek Yah, and He will answer us. He will give us the answer. But they want the answer prior to asking for it. They want the answer prior to humbling themselves. They want the answer prior to saying, hey, I'm wrong. I don't know it all. Tell me what to do. Tell me which way to go. But we got to continue to give the warning to our people. That's what Almighty said. Our head have to be harder than their head, just as hard as flint is. Our head have to be harder than them, whether they will hear and whether they forbear. And that's why the warning got to continue to go out. We got to continue to tell our people. We got to continue stressing the fact that, hey, we have to seek God and righteousness. You keep telling them. You keep saying, hey, this gathering is about seeking the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But people want to keep questioning you about, are you going to allow a messianic person come? Are you going to allow this person to come? And the audacity to have the arrogancy to think they are included in that righteous remnant, as if they know who the remnant is, as if they the Almighty. And I'm glad you keep blowing that horn. You keep stressing the facts. You keep stressing the scriptures. And I got a text today from one of my brothers, and it was just so beautiful. And I want to share this with you because he said, it has been confirmed that you have showed the patience of Job, because it is very timely, it's very consuming, it's very heartening when our people just don't want to hearken to the word of the Almighty. And you're a true servant. You continue to blow the warning. You continue to be patient with our people. And I want to say Todah Yah for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I appreciate those words, Moray Yehoshua. And it is the truth. All we're doing is just letting our people know the truth and warning them whether they adhere or whether they forbear. And I don't have no skin in the game at all. The warning goes out to us as well. Any warning that we send to our people, we're sending to ourselves. This is no arrogant or prideful or haughty presentation at all. This is a presentation to appeal to the most innermost part of the heart of our people, to appeal to their wisdom as well as their emotion, letting them know the truth. And as you know, we've been traveling all over telling our people the truth, asking them if there's anything that we have said that is in error, anything at all. And we got our people believing something, going up the river without a paddle to get back. If we have bamboozled our people in any way, please let us know. Show us the errors of our way. And we have not seen it. And they haven't told us. And we have an obligation to warn our people and let them know the truth. And we are letting them know. And if we have said anything wrong, we just want to be straightened out, because we don't want this anger to come upon us. And we have to do the same thing everybody else has to do. We got to humble ourselves. And we got to seek Yah. And we got to seek righteousness. This is all we are saying. This is all the Most High told us to do. And he said, if we seek him, we shall find him. And we know, and lastly, I want to say, Yehoshua, we know that there is a cutoff time. There's a cutoff time. I don't know it, and you don't know it, but the Most High know it. And he said, when it comes, he said, when you seek me, you shall not find me. And this is what he said in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. So I'm praying as you praying that our people heed the call, they heed the sound of the trumpet. So I appreciate your words, and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're going right to another one of our callers. And this is one of our elders. Shalom, shalom, my beautiful elder. Elder Ephraim. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, all right. And thank you very much for a beautiful teaching. This is at the right time, at the right moment. You are the watchman. And I agree with you that we are in the times of narrative of Yah's coming. But my question today is about what you said in Hosea 3, verse 4.
That's correct.
So for the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. Now, I'm hearing rumors that at the gathering there's going to be a flag raised announcing our nation or whatever. Is that what are we supposed to be doing that, or how do we handle that?
Well, of course, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we were in discussions with some of our brothers who believe that a flag is an ensign of Israel. And we totally disagreed with that. And they felt it was the standard of Israel, and that Israel is to rally around the flag. And we told them, this is not so. This is not the case. Israel don't have an image at all, as we just read it. And they will abide many days without an image. And we don't have one. And I asked them to describe this flag that we were to rally around, and they could not. And I said, why would you rally around something that you can't even, that the Most High never described? And I also asked them to show me where our people ever rallied around a flag. And, of course, they could not show that either, because Israel never rallied around a flag. Now, Israel might may have rallied around the Ark of the Covenant, but that is the only thing other than the Most High that Israel ever rallied around. And so this was grievous to us. And so this is something that we don't endorse. This is something that we're not participating in, although this is something that some of our people have proposed and said they would do. And but again, this is why we said we must seek the Most High. We still love our brothers. We still love our people. And regardless of what they believe, we still love them, because they are our people. And our differences are deep. Our differences are great. And we say, let Yah judge. Let Yah be the judge. So if they believe that, then we let Yah judge that. And so, but just from what the Creator gave me and the vision He gave me and my understanding of the Scriptures, we believe that the root of Jesse, as the Scripture says in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the root of Jesse shall stand for an ensign of the people, other nations. And not just there, but all over the Scriptures, this ensign don't change. It's the root of Jesse. And so this is what we believe and teach, and we don't see a flag that we ourselves supposed to make and come up with and raise it to the Most High as a standard or an image for Israel to rally around. what Israel has to rally around is the Most High. What Israel has to rally around is righteousness, and what Israel has to rally around is meekness. And if we don't do those things, these other things will not save you. They won't save you anyway. So what you're hearing is true, but it's nothing that we're participating in. All right?
Yes, very good. I was just happy you clarified that, and I feel the same way you do, 100%. The Most High didn't give us a flag. We're going to seek David, our king, and then we're going to become a nation. And then if the Most High wants to have a flag, we'll put one up at that time, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. We're not like other nations, though. Israel never had a flag like the United States, like the United Nations, like the United Kingdom. No, we never had nothing like that.
That's right. That's right. I agree, and I just want to make sure, seeing how we're going to handle that when we're down, because that's going to be right in our face. I just wanted to see how we're supposed to handle it. Okay. Tell our Rabbi, thank you.
Yeah, we love Yah Jezreel. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Shalom, shalom. And I appreciate that. Any other questions or any other comments, feel free to text me, 919-931-6216. We got a few minutes left. Or hit the number one on your phone. And it is true that our people are very divided. But there's no reason why we can't seek the Most High together. I was on a program last night, and there was a lot of Masonics on the program, and they wanted to know how this thing going to be done. We believe in the HaMashiach. And I never even heard of a person named the HaMashiach. That's not a name of any person that I ever knew. No, period. This is just a made-up name. But even so, if you believe that this is the name of someone, is he the Most High? And if he's the Most High, does he have a mother? Because the Most High don't have a mother, a father, a cousin, a brother, and a sister. Now, if this Messiah has a father, as the New Testament teach, then let's go to the Father. That's who we want to go to, the Father. And why should we go to the Father? Because the Father is the one that is the head. He's the Most High. He is the Creator. He is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said, if we seek him, we shall find him. And these images and these things that we put before him, and how do we put these things before him? We put them before him when we take these things and we say, we got to do this first before we go to Yah. We got to have this first before we see Yah. We got to take this and do this first before Yah. This is how we put things before Yah. When all we have to do is go before Yah, period. Not with some thing, not with some image, what is in our hand, what is in our heart, what is in our mind. These things are a snare unto our people. They are, and they have always been, a snare unto us. Did not Yah say we see no manner of similitude? Surely if these things was important, when the Almighty came before us on Mount Horeb, would not he have introduced it to us at that time? But he did not. So why are we trying to introduce these things today? It couldn't save us then, and it can't save us now. Please, brothers and sisters, let us go before Yah. Us and Yah. And let Yah make the crooked things straight. There's all the crooked things in me. There's a lot of crooked things in you. There's a lot of crooked things in all of us. But there's not one crooked thing in the Most High. So why would we even take our beliefs other than the fact that we must seek Yah? Let's go to him. If he's the same Elohim that has saved our ancestors out of Egypt, brought us through the Sea of Reeds, took us and placed us in a land of milk and honey, and destroyed all these nations for us. If he's the same one that did all that, surely this is a small thing for him to do. And that is to answer our prayers. And what is our prayers? Our prayers is that he make the crooked things straight. Our prayers is that he hide us in the day of his anger. Our prayers is that he forgive our iniquities and heal our land. Until next week, brothers and sisters, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.